remember my birthday was coming up. I want to say it was maybe around 5 or 6. And I told my mom that what I wanted for my birthday was I wanted to be a boy. I was raised in a very religious family who prayed for everything. I was like, you know, so in my mother, you know, she was like right next to God in my eyes. Like, you need to let God know that I need to be a boy tomorrow. And so I prayed that night and, you know, and got up the next morning and I ran to the bathroom so I could pee standing up because that was like all I wanted to do. And got to the bathroom and I was just crushed that I was not a little boy. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror thinking, I don't recognize you. I don't recognize you. It was difficult. It was just the stupid underwear I had to wear. I hated the underwear. You know, I would go and sneak my dad's underwear. Of course, they didn't fit, but I remember going to his dresser and looking at all of his guy, man, father stuff. And I would just look at it and look at it and look at it and think, I'm going to do that. I'm going to have that one day. Those are, you know, those are my clothes. You know, I knew that I was a boy, even though my body didn't match. But I couldn't quite put a word, you know, I didn't know the word to put on it. I didn't know how to state it.
So you had never heard of the term transgender. And even growing up, I know that you'd never even heard of the term gay or lesbian.
Right. There was a family that lived behind us. It was actually a lesbian couple, even though at the time I would never have known what that word was. But one of them dressed like a guy. And she would get out of her car, this girl. She'd wear a ball hat and she had, you could see her wallet in her pants, you know. And she was just the most amazing person to me. And I would tell my mom, I would say, that's what I'm going to look like when I grow up. And I'm going to be a garbage man. So it was like, you know, this double whammy. But I thought she was so cool. My mom, she said, oh, Lisa. That's what she always said. She really didn't say much more than that. Just shake her head and breathe hard.
And I remember seeing you briefly back 15 years ago, thinking, that is the strangest looking woman I have ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
And then when our paths crossed again, and just kind of as acquaintances, and then as friends, and then as, like in the blink of an eye, the light came on and all the empty places were full and all the seeking had stopped.
Yes.
And there you are.
I was thinking about you asking me about being transgendered. And I have come to a point after being loved by you and finding a way to love myself where I do realize that while I am in the wrong body, in so many ways it was a gift, because I would not have been able, under the same circumstances, I would have ever met you again. And that helps me get through. Love really does heal all